This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I pointed out in a previous study on the life of James, tradition has it he prayed on his knees so much that he had calluses on them and was called affectionately camel knees. It's no wonder, then, that in writing about Christianity in street clothes, he would have much to say about prayer. His own experience spilled over into his teaching. We can benefit greatly by considering what he said about prayer. He first mentions it in James 1:5-7, where he points out the importance of unwavering faith in prayer. In chapter 4:1-3, he emphasizes faithfulness in prayer. And in chapter 5:13-18, he talks about fervency in prayer. The context for exercising faith in prayer is when you face trials of many kinds. It's hard to endure when in such circumstances, let alone considering it pure joy. Yet that is what is required if you want to become mature and complete, lacking in nothing. So if you lack wisdom to cope in such circumstances, James says, ask God for it. Then he gives you a good reason to ask God. God gives generously to all without finding fault. God promises to answer your prayer for wisdom, verse 5. God promised to not only answer your prayer, but to give generously, that is, more than you ask for. When you come to him in prayers, you should come with faith, not doubt. James 1:6 says that if you doubt, you are like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. With everything going for you, James points out in verse 7, if you doubt, don't expect to get anything from God.